Good evening and welcome to this special Purnima Agar meditation on 20th July 2024. Thank you for joining today. And Guru Purnima itself starts in another 29 minutes, if I am right, or yes, 29 minutes. But then we will start the procedure now, and then we will lead you through some meditation to reach, experience your inner guru. There's only one guru we all have, and that's the inner guru, that is the consciousness that we are. Every person whom we treat as a mentor or a guru actually is just another person who has been there and who leads you there. But there's only one guru who is within and who is all around us. That's consciousness. So let us connect to this consciousness today. And before that, we will do the usual ritual introduction of connecting to the maypole, which in effect is a method to connect to the consciousness that we are. So if you will, think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The circle is on the ground, and the size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. Every meditation requires you to sit straight. So if you are sitting on a couch, make sure that you come to the edge of the couch so the knees are lower than your hips. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that you do not use the backrest. If you're sitting down on the ground, make sure you're not using the wall as your backrest. Instead, raise your hips by a few inches by sitting on a stack of blankets or pillows so your knees are below your hip level, thereby your back will become straight. Now, in your inner scene, see yourself walking up to the pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe it out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any clutter, any anger, any judgment that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy As you breathe out, let go of any pain. Let go of any pain that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative memories, negative feelings, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any tiredness, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you to through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to receive. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. Ready. Very few people meditate to merge with consciousness or the God Self. Most people meditate for peace of mind, to experience calm, and to disconnect from the rat race or family tensions. These practices that you connect to for reasons other than merging with the God Self are not called meditations. They are what we call as kriyas, which means that practices that divert your attention from your mundane troubles to a plane, a different plane of awareness where you experience some calm. But you will realize that very soon this calm also doesn't last long because the mind wants something else. Eventually, you will be forced. Consciousness or nature will force you to connect with your God Self. So you realize that every experience that you are going through in this physical plane is not going to bring you what you have been searching for. It's not going to bring you any happiness. It's not going to generate any amount of joy. No matter how much you strive for this happiness and joy in the physical world, it will seem like a fleeting experience, but that is no happiness, that is no joy. It is just a reflection of that happiness as a mere pleasurable moment. The Divine Self descends upon you not when you want it, but when you open yourself to receive. And by merely opening yourself to receive, the Divine Consciousness will not descend. Because there are layers and layers of coverings that we have put upon ourselves. That unless we really open ourselves, open every layer that we have created, insulating ourselves from our reality, the Divine Consciousness cannot descend upon us. So the practices that we do essentially are primarily to connect to this Divine Consciousness. That's what our practices are meant for. When you do connect, then everything else follows. All the happiness, all that you have ever been looking for, success, or anything else that you've been looking for, the Divine Consciousness brings it to you. It is the mother, it is the father, it is everything to you. And so it really knows what you need, and it will not waste another moment or a microsecond to deliver what you need, because nothing on this, in this creation, loves you truly as the Divine Self. You are love yourself, you are happiness yourself, but you have enmeshed yourselves in this misery called life, and further miseries called your work, your business, everything else that you do. It's only for that reason that you've lost your peace and happiness, and we've been searching for it everywhere, but within us. Every Saturday, our effort is to connect within, to reach, to remove all these meshes, all these obstacles and obstructions, so we can allow the Divine Self to take seat within us in a way that we can recognize it and embrace it and allow it to embrace us. So today is an auspicious day for us, and we have certain practices here which can possibly turn on a few other individuals here and help them experience the Divine Self. The experience is not like holding something in your hand. It's not tangible, but the experience happens deep inside. And you have to be cautious. You have to be alert. You have to be aware, because this experience comes, exhibits itself, and merges within. Just like a small light emerges from the depths of the ocean, and just before you are able to recognize it, it just merges in the water. It just dissipates and becomes one with everything. That's how the divine consciousness expresses itself. So let us all be alert, aware, to experience the divine consciousness. And before that, before taking you through that experience, let me just help you prepare for that experience. There is a practice in the Yoga Shastras called Kapalabhati. But unlike most of you know the practice of Kapalabhati, the practice actually is different from most of you have learnt it. The practice says that your exhalation and inhalation has to be equal, and there is no rapid movement. There is no thrusting force in the abdomen to breathe the air out forcefully. That's not the practice. The practice in the Shastras is different, and that's what we are going to do. It helps us empty ourselves so we go blank for a while. So now, I ask you all to sit straight. And let me explain to you how this practice is done. As you breathe out, you're going to breathe out by pulling your abdomen inside. And from then on, every time you breathe in, you're going to breathe in from the chest. And every time you're going to breathe out, you're going to breathe out of the abdomen. And you're going to be breathing for relatively the same time. The inspiration and expiration is going to happen for the same time. And we will do it for about 2 to 3 minutes. So now, take a breath easily. As you breathe out of your abdomen. Pull your abdomen inside as you breathe out. And breathe in from your chest. Do not puff your abdomen outside. Just breathe in, filling the chest. And when you breathe out, pull your abdomen inside, forcing the breath out gently. Remember, exhalation and inhalation is equal. come back to conscious awareness. Relax yourself and open your eyes. How many of you experienced a state of blankness? Anyone here? Very good. So let us do this again, and then we will proceed towards the practice of seeking the divine to express itself. So once again, I ask you to sit straight, and this time pay more attention. Don't lose yourself in the awareness. Don't lose yourself. So every breath you take, you must watch. Don't let the mind take over. Keep your abdomen tucked in all the time. Don't let it loose. It's the first time that you breathe out, tucking the abdomen inside. After that, just begin to breathe from the chest. Let's begin again. Taking the breath to about 5 seconds, 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, and breathe out the same way. So in your mind, you can start numbering up to 5 seconds inhalation and 5 seconds exhalation. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze for better focus. And now, I want you to put your middle finger just below the bridge where the nose meets the center of the brow. Put your middle finger there and push your brow a little. Just put some pressure there. And continue to breathe. Keep your eyes in a downward gaze. Maintain the pressure. Do not bend forward. Keep your back, neck, and head straight. Hold this position till the mind goes blank. Eyeballs in a downward gaze. Now gently release the pressure and ask the higher consciousness to reveal to you, who am I? Do not expect an answer. Just allow yourself to experience. We'll do this once again. Put your middle finger at the nose bridge, just where the nose meets the center of the brow. Apply pressure. Get your head, neck, and back in a straight line. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze. Wait until all thoughts are gone. Release the grip and ask your higher consciousness to reveal to you, who am I? Stay with the experience. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. How many of you experienced something? Okay. So if we'll go by, Inoshi, can you unmute? Can you tell us what you experienced? Okay, we'll go with
Hello.
Someone else. Pooja?
Yeah, good evening, doctor.
Good evening. Go on.
I could just feel and hear my heartbeat.
Okay, could hear your heartbeat. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Good evening.
Yeah, I was feeling like a cow. I was feeling like a cow when I was I was feeling that the aarti of Krishna was ringing it, and the bell was ringing. It was like that for me.
Sorry, you're not clear. Sorry.
Can I speak in Hindi?
No, there's the voice is muffled, so we can't make out what you're saying.
Good evening, sir. Is it right
yes.
now clear?
Much better.
Yeah, thank you. I was feeling like a cow, and it and in my neck, I was feeling like a bell is ringing, and I was seeing that the aarti of Krishna is going in my mind.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir.
What about Atanu Chanda? Can you unmute?
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, I could see, I was quite calm, and probably I could see in my more like the glow or light something. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. How many of you felt an expansion? How many of you felt as if there was a ripple going out of the center of your beingness? That's what we are talking about. Everything that you can see essentially is just a figment of your imagination. There are different planes of awareness. If happiness reveals itself as Krishna or Rama or any other divine being that has been described to us in various ways, then that's just a figment of our imagination. What is important is for you to experience it. When you ask, who am I? You just have an expansion and all inclusiveness. You have this beautiful smile on your face. You just feel there's no more you. Just feel that there was just a, it's like a pebble just, if you remember, just dropping a pebble in water and the ripples go outward. That's the way your consciousness expands the moment you ask, who am I? That's the experience we are after. Of course, again, you must not want to experience it, but when you go deeper and deeper and deeper, you will experience consciousness. Now, this is how I experience each and every time. It doesn't mean that this is what you need to experience. You'll have your own experience of consciousness expressing itself through this being. And that will be your experience. It's not about what I experience is not what you need to experience. So go deeper all the time. Go deeper every single day. Sit in meditation. Every single day. Meditation should not become a weekend affair. It should be every single day. If not, you will never arrive. So please sit every single day. When you sit in meditation, God arrives. Consciousness presents itself because it just loves the expression of love. Wherever there's an expression of love, consciousness just arrives, just to experience itself through that expression of love. And it'll come and it'll take any name and form that you adore or that you worship. So what you have to do is to just go deeper and deeper and deeper and ask every single day, who am I? But don't make it a ritual. You have to really mean it. You have to really yearn for it. Once you yearn for it, it will come. But consciousness is a tough taskmaster. It'll be right there around the corner, making it invisible. Unless you really, really want it, it's not just going to reveal itself. So you have to be really committed to experience it. And when you are least expecting it, it'll just reveal itself and you will have the experience of a lifetime. So I have two hands here. One is Charushree and Udita. Do you want to unmute?
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
Doctor, I wanted to ask, every time we say, who am I, we do get some response. How to know, like, you know, it is just some answer, some response, or it is the response, like, you know, it was sometimes some, I was getting, every time you said that, you know, who am I was getting some old sculptures. Sometimes it was, as you were saying, expanding. So I was getting some kind of inward spiral, which is expanding. So how to derive any kind of meaning with it, or how to understand if I'm connecting with something, or it's just some kind of distraction, some pictures creating.
Okay, so when you get anything, let's call these as messages or revelations, whatever they may be, you can ask, who is giving me this experience? Consciousness is beyond ego. It will not give itself a name and form. It will tell you, I'm your divine self. This is your divine self. Or it will just give you a feeling of joy. You will just see some kind of energy just go up your spine or go down your spine. You will experience something that will just give you this shower of energy. It could be any which way. It can come in any which way. So these are the things which are common to me. And so I'm saying that every time I ask who is giving me this message or who is it, then I either get, so if I'm in the center of a street where I need guidance, I ask, please give me the guidance. I get the guidance. I ask, who is it? And I get a shower in my spine and in my body. There's just a kind of a energy buzz that happens. I know that's the divine self. And so that's my signal. So the divine self expresses itself. So you will know that the more number of times you access the divine self for your guidance, the more familiar that you get with the divine self. That's what you can do. In fact, today I had this beautiful experience which was shared by Dr. Parvati. I'm not sure if she is here, Dr. Parvati. Dr. Parvati, are you here? Dr. Parvati, would you like to unmute?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I think the two husband and wife are sitting next to each other, logging onto their devices. So separate yourselves by a wall, just for now. This husband and wife couple are so cute. That they sit next to each other with their individual devices.
Yes,
so if you yes, share with us your experience that you shared today morning.
Regarding hourglass experience.
Yes, yes, yes.
So just a week before, I was supposed to attend a function, so I was going by car. So before getting into the car, I was holding too many things in my hand, phone, water bottle, and so on. So my phone dropped before I got into the car. And after some time, five minutes or 10 minutes, I realized that something is missing. And I checked for my mobile, it was not there. So I started thinking, okay, if I have lost, nothing to worry. I'll do hourglass meditation and I'll get it back. This is the confidence I had in my mind. And within half an hour, I got a call from the person saying that I have got a mobile which belongs to Parvati Devi. So I'm in such and such a place. So you can come and pick the phone. So just thought of hourglass meditation. The mobile was in my hand within half an hour.
This is so beautiful. You know, every time, this is what I tell people. Use the divine consciousness for every small thing. It is like, you know, when you were a kid, you would run to your mother or father for every small thing. Just like that. Just run to the higher consciousness for every small thing. Just don't think that it has to be something big. Don't think that I will go to the higher consciousness to ask for self-realization. I'll go to the higher consciousness to show me the universe. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the higher consciousness, just to access it for every small thing. For every small thing, access the higher consciousness. I mean, we actually access the higher consciousness for every small thing, to find us a parking space, to clear the traffic for us. We do it for every small thing, even when we are in the traffic. I mean, day before, I think 3 days ago, it happened where we had to go to lunch, and it was raining. So I just looked at the sky and said that, dear God, can you please turn this rain into a drizzle until we get to the hotel? And we're just watching right there in front of us. The rain became a drizzle. And my wife said, it's drizzling. I said, I just looked up again. Can you just stop the rain until we get into the hotel? And the rain stopped until we got back to the hotel. And then it started as a drizzle again. So that is what you can do with the higher consciousness. It just does anything for you. It's such a loving, loving parent. It'll do anything for you. It just, nothing is too big or too small for the higher consciousness. You can just ask it to do anything for you. And I want you to ask that so that you continuously have an experience of connecting with the higher consciousness. Do it several times a day for every small thing. You have no idea what you're missing by connecting to the higher consciousness. There's no need for you to get stressed, no need for you to be angry, for you to be upset, for you to feel sad. No need at all. Just access the higher consciousness. You've been doing the Maypole for so many weeks. In November, we are going to complete 2 years. For 2 years, you've been using the Maypole, doing the Maypole practice every single Saturday. So why don't you do it every single day? Why don't you connect with the higher consciousness every single day? Ask it for anything you want, literally anything. It will bring to you anything you want. We have had experiences of just asking the higher consciousness to get into the vehicle for the airport. It just comes. Ask as specific as you want. It will just fulfill every need. So I'm asking you to do this because you will just get more familiar and you'll be confident that, yes, I am indeed connecting with the higher consciousness every single time. The more number of times you connect with the higher consciousness, the more easily you'll connect with the higher consciousness, because now there's no doubt. You have confidence, you have faith. And you realize that, yes, I am connecting to the higher consciousness. And then you can ask it. Once you ask for simple things, like get me this, get me that, then you can ask for the larger things. Can you help me experience absolute silence? Can you take me to the highest point of awareness that I can reach? Can you help me experience you? Can you make me experience beyond the physicality of this body? You can ask for the larger things. But you have to start somewhere. So when you start accessing the higher consciousness every single day, you will realize that literally it can bring to you anything you want. But don't be selfish. Don't keep asking for bring me this and bring me that. Ask for things that are good for the surrounding environment. It will be good for everybody. If I'm asking the higher consciousness to get this rain to become a trickle, it's not only for me, it's for all those people who are wishing that the rain just lessen a little so I can just reach my office or home or someplace they're headed to. So your prayers have to be universal, but you can start. The way I started accessing the higher consciousness with my mentor, put a challenge to us that you have to access the higher consciousness. The way I started accessing the higher consciousness was very simple. I would go to bed really early, by about 9:15 or so, which I still do. My wife would then fold all the clothes and keep them in stacks and then go to bed. So by which time I would be deep in my sleep. When I wake up in the morning, which would be pretty early, my wife would still not be awake. So I wouldn't want to disturb her. So I would ask the higher consciousness, where are my inner garments? Where is the towel? Where is this? Where is that? And the higher consciousness would tell me it's in the third stack, the fourth one. And I would go there, third stack, fourth one, and my inner garment or my towel or something, anything of my belongings would be there. That's the way I started. You can start likewise. So I got more familiar with the higher consciousness. So every time I asked for the guidance, I really knew that it is indeed the higher consciousness which is communicating with me. But unless you communicate with the higher consciousness every single day, you are forever going to be in doubt. So please connect with the higher consciousness every day. It's not a challenge. It's not an option. That's the only guidance you always need, because that's the only guidance that never changes. It never changes. It's always consistent. But the mind is fickle. The guidance will keep changing. People are fickle. Their advice will change depending on what their mental state is, what their emotional state is. But the higher consciousness is beyond everything. Consciousness is beyond everything. It's always constant. It's always the same. It has neither day nor night. It has no birth, no death. It's always there, always for you, always with you. So why this lethargy? Why this laziness to connect with the higher consciousness? How much more trouble or struggle that you want to endure before you're going to connect to the higher consciousness? And why would you want to? Why would you want to endure all this trouble, this ego battles? Why not just connect with the higher consciousness, rise above all this, and you will see that all the ego battles will measure up to nothing? So from this Guru Purnima, just make sure that you connect with your inner guru every single day. It's not an annual affair. Connect with your guru every single day for as many requests as possible, for literally anything. We have asked for food and we have found it. There were two people who were traveling with me for my meditation to my mentor's place, which was about 27 kilometers away. And we traveled from my house. We traveled to the venue and back with no fuel in the car. The higher consciousness took us with zero fuel in the car. We've experienced that. That's what I'm talking about, that's connecting to the higher consciousness, it can do anything for you. So please connect with the higher consciousness every single day from today. Before going to bed, sit on the bed. Ask the higher consciousness to give you a good night's sleep. Wake up in the morning, meditate. Ask the higher consciousness to take you to the highest plane of awareness that you can experience. Ask it to communicate with you in a way that you can recognize. It could be through a WhatsApp message. It could be through a newspaper article or a newspaper item. It could be on the television. It could be someone calling you. It could be a SMS message. Any which way, you can ask the higher consciousness to communicate with you, and it will. It knows how to get to your ego. So let us all connect with the higher consciousness from today, every single day. I hope more and more people get as close to self-realization as they can. Don't postpone it. You will regret it if you do postpone it. With this, we end this session today. Thank you very much for participating. Charushree, do you have something to say?
Doctor, we can have this hourglass meditation on the website.
It's there on the website. You have to, I think Raghusudha will put it up on the group. I'm a little spaced out at this moment. So Raghusudha will help you. She will put that message on the group.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. So have a beautiful weekend. And may you all connect with your inner guru. This is the time. It's new moon tomorrow. It's full moon tomorrow. So that's the best time to meditate, to gather all the energies that you need. Upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. Don't just be lazy. Just sit and upgrade yourself. And this is an opportunity which comes once in 365 days. So if you don't use this opportunity, you lost a year. So don't waste your time. Upgrade. And lots of love. Let us meet again next Saturday. Until then, wish you all a beautiful weekend. Wish you all enjoy your Guru Purnima by connecting with your inner guru. Share the happiness and joy with your family. And have a beautiful weekend and a beautiful week ahead.